Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. And there's always an instant somewhere along the line in your life where you'll come across a situation where you'll pretty much blow your stack, because it happens.
And I don't know why people think that it's not going to be recorded now. So there's Britt McHenry from ESPN, which I recently just found out that, according to her Wikipedia page, she was born in Mount Holly, New Jersey, which is where I was born. So we have that bond together. But her car got towed on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
On Monday, she goes to the towing place to pick it up and flips out on the lady. And it's all being recorded. And she's told that in the beginning.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll do this place.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so careful.
Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
No, if you had to touch your fruit jar a little bit.
Oh, like yours? Yeah. They look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a trailer, honey.
Have a nice...
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Oh, Britt! So she's mad because her car got towed.
Which happens. And if it happens to you, it's annoying.
And you're allowed to be mad about that.
But don't go on a personal attack.
Yeah, and this lady didn't tow your car.
Mm-mm.
And your car doesn't get towed because you parked in a place where you're supposed to be parked. She goes on, she insults her intelligence.
Yep.
She says she doesn't have a college degree, which you don't know what people I have a college degree. Do you think anybody looks at me and says, hey, she's in debt because she went to school for so long?
But it's true, though. You can't always judge a book by its cover.
You know, she attacks, saying she doesn't have teeth, tells her to lose weight, so she's calling her fat.
Tells her she lives in a trailer.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm on TV and you live in a trailer.
Which, that is the worst. In the beginning,
yeah.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll sue this place.
The two have nothing to do with each other, first of all, and you can't sue a tow company for doing their job,
no,
sweetheart. That's so insulting.
Well, that's the thing is, I said to you off the air, like if you're angry with another woman in that kind of situation, when you call them sweetheart,
or
is that,
honey,
is that
so
real
condescending?
Is it really bad?
Yeah, I don't even like it when you're not even being mad. I had a friend, we would go out to eat, and she would always call the servers if it was a female sweetheart or honey. Like, can you stop talking to people like that?
Yeah.
And working in customer service, I've worked in customer service. I've worked in a call center. I worked for Merrill Lynch. I had a temp job at Merrill Lynch. That was the worst. People would call in and yell at me. I'm like, I answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get a job in radio. I'm not here to help you financially. But she's going off. And the worst part about that, I think, is I'm in the news, sweetheart.
Yeah. So
shut up.
You're on ESPN. You're just a reporter for ESPN. You're not on NBC's.
Yeah, you're not Nancy Grace.
Yeah,
you're not. Relax, HLN. So don't, because I hate. I feel like such a D-bag when people, you know, being in radio, like, yeah, I'm in radio. Like, you know what I mean? It just sounds like such a D-bag move. Like, you think you're real up on yourself.
It's just very fun. And then she apologized a few hours later after the video went viral, saying, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me. No, you didn't. You're just, for me, I think she's just one of those ones where she thinks her poo doesn't stink.
Yeah.
She's one of those.
And the worst part is that lady says, I'll play your video.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up in the video. She looks up at the camera, sees it, and doesn't stop.
So obviously she's not as smart as she thinks she actually is,
no.
Sweetheart. Obviously not. Just so stupid. It just really is. It's stupid and horrible at the same time. Because when you, and again, you can't always judge a book by its cover, but if you look at pictures of her, she's got that I'm better than you look about her. You can just tell. You can just tell.
I think she's very attractive. She's a very attractive girl.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's because her and I were born in the same
And ESPN have suspended her for a week.
Good.
So, you know.
They're like, come on, stupid. And here's the thing. What happens in your personal life, I don't think should affect your job when it, you know, if you get, if I get into it with whoever outside of work for, you know, say Comcast, because I still haven't called them.
Have you not?
No. Should that affect my job? No, it shouldn't.
No.
But if I go, I'm on Eagle 97.7. That's
sweetheart.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Then it makes a difference. Then it makes a difference.